Glory. What else can we say? Glory. Right? Glory. Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at this. Starting with Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth will be filled. You have to kind of read it slow to get it. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's 100% coverage. 100% coverage. See? Now, all we get is evil reports. Everybody telling us how evil everything is. But remember I told you, where sin abounds, grace is much more abound. And so you can know how much grace there is by calculating the evil. Because there's always more grace or favor than there is evil. So you can go on your calculator, figure out how deep sin is, how deep evil is. But the glory of God is greater than all evil. The grace of God is greater than all evil. See, and we have all these little tidbits, things I share with you over the years. Psalm 110:1, for instance, says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Now, two things, that word until. I'm going to do a total teaching one of these days on until. But it tells us two things. One, it's a process. And number two, it is predestined to happen. In other words, there will be a day, and no one can stop it, that Satan and all evil will be Jesus' footstool. Amen? Which is, of course, prophesied in Genesis 3:15. The heel of Jesus bruising Satan's head. Satan's head bruising his heel. They went in to take the promised land, the five kings, put them in the cave, brought them out of the cave, put their foot on their necks. Means I win, you lose. And then they cut their heads off. I think they won. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Peace on earth. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You're not going to see that in the world. But I'm filled with joy. It doesn't matter whether things are going good or whether things... I don't have to have things going good to have joy. I am vested in the kingdom of God. So I'm vested in righteousness, peace, and joy. Hallelujah. So we're rejoicing no matter what. See? And of course, the world can't stand that, and some Christians can't stand it, but that's okay. We're going to keep on rejoicing anyway. Okay, Romans 8:29-30. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That means by the time God gets done with you, you're going to look like Jesus. And we'll cover this later when we get into the teaching on image. But you will, and the church, which is the body of Christ, will look like Jesus Christ. Okay? And we'll get treated the same, which means we'll get persecuted and so forth. But that's okay too. Hallelujah. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, now look at it, whom he predestined, he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. You can't read John 17 without a full understanding. That's what God wants. He wants to share his glory with us. And if you go back, and that scripture is actually in the Bible, but it's talking about false gods. It's not talking about the body of Christ. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you have seen the Father. When they have seen you, they have seen Jesus. When they've seen Jesus, they've seen the Father. That's what God wants. He wants his glory to cover the earth. Okay? These he also glorified. John 11:4. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. I know people have misused this terribly. It's, God don't make people sick. God makes them well. But the sin of Adam released sin and sickness, all disease, which is dis-ease. Okay? So if you have dis-ease, you may not even be sick, but you're not at ease. You still need help. Okay? But everything that Jesus died on the cross for is ours. And as he is ministering to that, that is glory. So what's God doing? He's recovering us from everything the devil has done. Okay? 1 John 3:8. For this is the reason the Son of God was made manifest, to undo, dissolve, loosen and destroy all the work the devil has done. Okay? So, that's full coverage. It doesn't matter how it came about. It's as simple as that. See? By the way, there's sickness everywhere. So we have wonderful opportunities. Every time you walk out of the door, there's opportunity for the glory of God. We just have to be bold. And this is what I'm hearing with all of these testimonies. People who are bold are seeing the miracles. It's the glory of God. So that's what this is talking about. Jesus is saying, look for opportunity to reveal my glory. Because I want to glorify the Father. See, John 17, that's all it's about, is Jesus saying, I want to glorify the Father. You know. Okay, John 15, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Bear fruit. Bear fruit. Of course, the basis of the fruit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, meekness, temperance, and faithfulness. So the first thing is love. Yeah. Just love people. Good people, bad people, ugly people, dirty people. We had the Truth for Youth house, and there was this guy that came, rang our doorbell. I went down and answered it, and had a bottle in his hand. And he said, I've been beat up. My ribs are all busted. I went to the doctor, and he said, I probably won't survive the night. He said, I didn't know where else to go. I didn't want to die alone. So I came here. Can I bring my bottle in with me? I said, you certainly can. Your bottle is very welcome here. And so he came in. We loved on him. We ministered to him. We prayed for him for healing. He accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior, was totally and completely healed. All of his ribs, everything, totally and completely healed. Never touched the bottle. But he got some new wine. They need the testimony. Why? Because the testimony of the Lord is the spirit of prophecy. In other words, the more you share testimony, the more that tells other people what can happen. And they can see the same glory. God doesn't have any favorites, only intimates. You draw near to God, God will draw near to you. And he'll use you. And you don't have to be special. Jesus said, I don't do these things. This is my Father. I just do what my Father's doing. I speak what my Father speaks. I do what I see my Father do. See? Hallelujah. So that means every one of you can manifest the glory of God. You don't have to have super faith, because the faith of Jesus Christ, if there's a problem and you're there, you're it. You're the one designated to pray. And your prayer, because it won't be your faith, it'll be God's faith, God's idea, he set the whole thing up. See, he predestined glory. In other words, he sent us out to minister to people. And all we have to do is just love on them, be obedient, be bold. You do have to be bold. You know, you think, well, what if nothing happens? What if something does happen? That's what shocks me. Like I wrote in my book, when you believe for something to happen and it happens, I still can't believe it happened. That's how you know it's real faith. Because none of it is us. It is going through our spirit and our soul and out of our mouth and our hands. This is God's stuff. If you just let God do it, he wants to cover the earth with his glory. John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Verse 22, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them. The glory, that is all of the giftings of the Spirit, all of the faith, all of the power, all of the equipment that you need to do God's work is yours, because he gave it to us. Everything you need to love people and to help people. Just our main thing is to be bold and yet stay out of the way. Hallelujah. John 17:10. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. It don't sound like God's trying to keep back the glory anywhere, does it? So what are we saying here? Let's just get it real simple. If the glory of God is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, he's going to do it through people. He's going to do it through people. lot of people. He's going to do it. He could do it without us, but he won't. But he's determined to live among us, manifest himself to us and through us until his glory covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. That may take a little time. He may have to put the rapture off a little while. Is that okay? Hallelujah. There's a lot of things going to take place. There's going to be, for instance, in the harvest, it says, first, this is Jesus talking. He said, first, I'm going to send the angels, and they're going to come with, and they're going to reap the tares. Remember the wheat and the tares? Let them grow together. First, well, that hadn't taken place yet. He said there's going to be a great falling away first. He said people are going to wax worse and worse. You say, can it get any worse? Yes, it can get worse. And it's going to get worse. I've told you for years it's going to get worse and worse and better all at the same time. Okay, but it's in the worse and worse that the glory of God is going to be made manifest. God's Spirit is moving mightily. See? So don't worry about the evil. Because God already told us it's going to be here. It's going to get worse. But that's okay. God isn't nervous about that. God says, I have more glory, I have more power than all the evil on the earth if I can just get my people to be bold. Be filled with the Spirit. And every day when you walk out, well, even before you walk out, but be filled to overflowing. Be super saturated with the Spirit. Don't just have enough. See, pastor after pastor after pastor, I'm getting tired of people coming to church, sitting in a seat and going home. Coming to church, sitting in a seat, even if they pay their tithes. Now, when's the church of the living God going to rise up? Let God be God. Let the glory of the Lord cover the earth. After all, the scripture says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Heaven is your throne, but the earth is your footstool. And the Lord said to my Lord, said at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool. So it will happen. And it will happen when we are bold enough to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let the Spirit of God, the glory of God, flow through us for the benefit of others. Okay, let's do John 17:22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. Now remember, this is a prayer that Jesus is praying to the Father. See, if you walk into a church and you say, do you believe that the body of Christ will one day be one? And everybody just shake their head, no way. No. No way. Why don't he just take us out of here? Yeah. But Jesus didn't pray for us to be taken out. He said, Father, don't take them out of the world. Just keep them from the evil one. You think Jesus meant that? Do you think it might have been a prayer of faith? See? Don't take them out of the world. Here we're saying, Lord, just get me out of this mess. Sooner the better. God said, no, I want you to go into the mess. And I want you to let the mess come in. Because I am sufficient to help everyone. My love is great enough. My grace is great enough. My power. The total benefit of the death on the cross. I keep mentioning this to you. I think it just kind of goes over your head. But are you getting the full benefit of Jesus dying on the cross? I don't think I really understand the full benefit. I know some of the benefits. I know being born again. I know the curse is broken. I know some things. By his stripes I'm healed. I know some things. But when I get into the holy place with God and we're visiting, I see that there's so much more available. What if you invited someone to a nice restaurant to get a steak dinner, and they came in, and they, of course, it's served in, all the different things. So they bring the appetizer, and your friend says, "Oh, wow, this is really good. Thank you very much. I guess you're paying for it. I'm leaving now." But there's steak left. There's mashed potatoes and gravy, or garlic mashed potatoes, whatever you like. Steamed asparagus. I like asparagus. Dessert. Dessert first. Yay! We want dessert first. But what if they didn't eat the whole meal? See, what is koinonia? But fellowship, partaking, eating all that is made available. Jesus made more available than we are receiving. There's far greater benefit of the cross. You need to go back to the cross and find out all of the benefit. There's a whole lot more than just getting your sins forgiven. That's good. Excellent. But there's so much more to the cross. Fact is, the entire Old Testament is fulfilled in the cross. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
Get the full benefit. Okay. So now let's go on to 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed, look what it says now, into the same image, from glory to glory process. Okay? It's a process. Just as by the Spirit of the Lord. I want to just jump aside here for a little bit. Somebody, you have your Bible open there. I see one over here. We want to go to Acts chapter 1. Everybody knows chapter 1:8. Okay? But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Have you ever wondered why the conjunction was there? The but? Let's read verse 7. I was talking with a pastor, and I said, everybody wants verse 8. I said, people don't even know verse 7. You know what he said? What is verse 7? Pastor, and he didn't even have any idea. Okay, read it for me over here.
And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority.
What if we believe that? It's not for us to know the times or the seasons that the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. In other words, don't sit around waiting for him to come. Get to work. Receive the power and go to work. He wants to find you busy when he comes, manifesting his glory. See, if it was a matter of faith, he would have put it in his word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If he didn't write it in the word, then you believing for him to come at any particular time is null and void. Your faith, because it's your faith, not God's faith. See? I believe the sun will come up tomorrow. What if I didn't believe that? The sun wouldn't come up, would it? Of course it would. Why? Because God put it in his hand. And it says, by Jesus all things consist, all things hold together. In other words, Jesus is in control of the universe. That's why the sun comes up every morning, when it's supposed to. It's not up to us. The end times is not up to us. It's not a matter of what we believe. Yeah. You can believe as soon as you die, you go to heaven. Someone else can believe that you die and sleep in your grave until the Lord comes. But it doesn't change anything. See? Doesn't change a thing. It's going to happen when it happens. Because God's in charge of that. Aren't you glad you're not in charge? Aren't you glad you don't have to believe the right thing for it to happen? See? So what are we to believe? We just watch the Father. Whatever the Father's doing, I do. Yeah. Whatever the Father's doing, you do. See? And just enjoy life. Yeah. It may be 200, 300, 400 years. I don't know. I think Chris could probably tell us the exact date that we're into the Jewish nation. 5,700 and something.
5,778.
Okay.
But 200 and some years missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting close to 6,000.
Okay, so when we get... And 250 years from now, Israel will be 6,000 years old. And then the millennium. See, I've got it all figured out. Aren't you glad of that? In other words, I don't know, you don't know, Jesus don't know, and the angels don't know, but one thing we know. Is that God has this under his authority, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my martyrs, my witnesses. The Greek word there is M-A-R-T-I-S, martyr. So, have fun dying for Jesus. Okay. Colossians 1:27, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope of anyone around this planet seeing this glory that's covering the earth. Part of that's going to depend on you. But God has people all over the earth. Another little sidelight here, but we're blowing the shofar. Jesse and I blow the shofar every day. And what we're noticing is that it is changing the atmosphere. Remember when Adam sinned, he gave the power and the authority to the serpent, to Satan, to Lucifer. And they don't know, at least 60,000 people of us are blowing every day, and it's increasing all the time. But there are more and more people. But you can actually feel, when you blow the shofar, you can actually feel the atmosphere changing. And it's just like the heavens open. And they're constantly trying to close in on us. Contamination is constantly trying to come in on us. We can change that. What we're doing is we're changing the negative atmosphere to a positive atmosphere. From all the lies to the truth. See, from darkness to light. The glory of God. We don't like for bad things to happen, but bad things happen. Our job, God's job, is to fix bad things. And He wants it to be so dramatic that people see His glory. Isaiah 6, verse 3. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." Prophecy. Prophesied the whole earth is. Not will be. Is. In other words, he's already speaking it by faith as though it already is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Okay. And by the way, the more that people are lulled to sleep, brought into darkness, and you come with the light, it is going to produce hope. See? But I've had very wonderful Christian people tell me, "Oh, don't pray for the sick. Because if you pray for them and they don't get healed, they're liable to give up on God. You don't want to give them hope." That's why I'm here. That's why Jesus is here. That's why the Holy Spirit is here, to give people hope. Where else are you going to find hope? And hope is a joyful, confident expectation. Hallelujah. I expect great things every day. Psalm 72:19. And blessed be His glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen. Yes. And amen. Yes. Which means, so be it. For it's finished. It's done. It's spoken. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. And now what Scripture says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Right? Yours is the kingdom. What's the kingdom? Kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Yours is the kingdom. That means every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay. Psalm 108:5. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and Your glory above all the earth. That means heaven above, but it also, if you look, many places it talks about heavenly places. In other words, we're seated at the right hand of the Father with Jesus Christ, or in Christ, in heavenly places.
Ooh, okay. Jesus.
That's not out there.
Thank you, Lord.
That's here. That's this atmosphere right here. That's what God is doing on the earth. That's the God contact on the earth. And if we're seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ Jesus, whatever his authority is ours. So we're going in his authority. He said, all authority, ekklesia in the Greek, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You go. He didn't say, I'll go. He said, you go. With all that authority to manifest my glory by making the difference. See, Isaiah 2:19, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty. Okay? What I'm trying to demonstrate and show you here is that we are on the offense. We're on the offense. We're the ones attacking. We're the ones changing. We're the ones making the difference. Hallelujah. With righteousness, peace, and joy. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God to salvation. To all who believe, whether Jew or Gentile. Amen? Amen? It is the power of God. Why we keep backing down? Why we try to be mamby-pamby about these things? God says, I'm coming to walk among you. Stand up and be counted. You and I are walking together. We're going to walk down the streets. We're going to go to Walmart. We're going to go to Lowe's. But we're going to go everywhere together. And the beautiful thing is, and I know I've explained this to you, and we just keep going over it, but see, God didn't wind Jesus up or put a computer chip in him and send him down here to do the work. Okay? He didn't go up on the mountain and pray until he got all of his instructions for the day. He prayed and he worshiped, but he didn't get the instructions until he was where the need was. And then he said, I do what I see my Father do. See? If you wait around, you won't see anything. But just be attentive. And like Jesus, you know, at the pool of Bethesda, you may walk over a dozen sick people before you get to the one. The Father says, that one. That's fine with me. No. All I want to do is be obedient. But see, I enjoy the anointing. I enjoy seeing the miracles, the results. And we do that. Now, talking on the telephone, people asking me questions, I have no idea. But one thing I know is the answer. And so I just give them the answer, and it works. You don't even have to know the question. All you have to know is the answer, and God has the answer. I speak what I hear my Father speak. And they're shocked. They're shocked, like, well, I never thought of that. And so they go, they obey. Next time I said, it worked. It worked. That's all that matters. They don't even have to remember who you are. Fact is, it's better if they don't. We don't need them saying, oh, Wayne prayed for me. Paul prayed for me. Apollos prayed for me. Which one baptized you? Yeah. Paul said there's nothing. That's all nothing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, just live in the Word, live in the Spirit. And by the way, enjoy being a Christian.
Yes.
Enjoy being a Christian. Now, this isn't a contest. This is victory. We're on the victory lap. Hallelujah.
His word will not return void.
That's right, and they will accomplish. You can speak it and walk away, and it'll take care of itself. Okay, the glory, just to let you know how great this glory is going to be, is all these people who are exalted as being somebody, kings, presidents, whatever they are, they're going to be headed for the rocks, headed for the holes, headed for caves, because the glory of God in people will be so great that they'll do everything they can to keep away from you. Ezekiel 43, verses 1 and 2. Afterward, he brought me to the gate that faces toward the east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. Hallelujah. Revelation 21:24. By the way, this gets into some deep stuff. As I get to talking to people, I realize they don't know the book of Revelation. They don't know end time things. And so they're always shocked when I tell them things. But look at it. Revelation 21:24. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in his light. Now it's talking about the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. And the kings of the earth. What? What's it saying there? Bring their glory and honor into it? It's best to read the Bible. The Bible says the New Jerusalem is going to come down. And it says we'll be able to go in and out. Nothing that is defiled can come in. The trees of the leaves are for the healing of the nations. So there's still nations out there. And the best I can tell, there'll always be nations. Best I can tell. I've searched the scriptures and I can't see any end to the nations. And even at that, they'll be defiled and undefiled. How does the book of Revelation end? Let the righteous be righteous and let the wicked be wicked. That's Jesus' conclusion. You mean there's still going to be wickedness out there? Yes. What about the millennium? Well, yeah. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. But then he's going to be loosed. Why? To test the nations. Because they won't have been tested. Satan will be bound, so the evil influence will be bound up. The atmosphere will just simply be the glory of the Lord for 1,000 years. And so then God will loose Satan where he can come and test people, test the nations. Some will be wicked, some will be glorified. But you think there's an end to this process? There isn't. You think God's having a good time? You better believe it. God is having a wonderful time. All this to say, let's let God do what he wants to do, what he enjoys doing, which is being on the earth, living among us, being our God, directing our steps, filling us with himself, we might have the richest measure of the divine nature, so that he can do super abundantly, over and above all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or dreams. Wow. Why don't we, rather than trying to get God to do what we want him to do, let's fall in line with him. Let him do what he created the earth for. Okay, that's why he created the earth. That's why he put people on the earth, was that in the end he could come and live with us. Live in us, be on us, around us, favoring us, doing all kinds of things for us. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. Let God enjoy himself. You know, we love scriptures like, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I said, just go ahead and have a good time. You know, and he does. You know, but what about the end times? You know, do you think your faith can bend the will of God? I don't think so. I think we need to line our faith up with the faith of God. Line our faith up with the Word of God. And let God do what he enjoys doing. Let him work in us and love people through us. Manifest his glory so that there'll be the recognizable reality of his presence. Amen? That sound good? Hallelujah. Okay, let's stand and worship.